180 degrees. Good morning, podcast audience. This is Kenny Hodge with a Hodge to Hodge podcast. I gotta tell you, this is not a podcast for mail handlers, about mail handlers. This is not a podcast about clerks. This podcast is directly aimed at the Columbus, Ohio Post Office, the maintenance department. Now, I know right off the bat, some of you may think, Ken, you're not even in maintenance. But as I told you when I introduced myself to you, I want to try to help all postal employees. And let me say, what I'm about to say, from the bottom of my heart, has got nothing to do with a campaign. I speak to you right now as a postal employee standing up for other postal employees. It has come to my attention that in the maintenance department, and I'm going to be vague because I'm sure we may have to sit down at a negotiation table about this issue. But it's come to my attention in the maintenance department, you've got some hard-working, dedicated folks over there. And right now, the Postal Service is showing a very nasty side of the corporate game plan. And what I mean by that is you have several maintenance employees employed at the Columbus, Ohio City Gate plant that have, again, put a lot of good years into the post office. Now we come to that point where, and podcast audience, I promise you that I'm not making up what I'm saying to you, but we come to that point where the Postal Service has opted to send those folks home and not allow them to work pretty much, and I say pretty much, because they cannot carry a vacuum pack on their back. Now, let me tell you something. We keep a very, maintenance does a good job of keeping the facility clean. I'm not going to even begin to say they don't. But listen to me, postal management. When you discard your dedicated employees on something as frivolous as what you're doing to the maintenance personnel right now, that's wrong. I say again, that's wrong. And there is no way under the sun that shines every day you can expect to prosper as a corporation, as a business, as an entity, when that is the treatment that you have for your employees. It's not right, Columbus, Ohio Maintenance Department. You ought to let those folks come back to work, and that don't take a big adjustment for you in order to facilitate employees not carrying something on their back. Now, let me tell you something. I'm not even going to begin to say I understand this new maintenance concept. I've got some literature on it, but me reading that and not working that, I'm not even going to begin to say I understand that. But what I do understand that if whatever that plan is, if it is to work, then it's got to work. You got to have buy-in from your personnel.
Mm-hmm.
if the personnel that the program is designed to assist in their job, if the process is about making the post office a cleaner place, then you can't discount the human factor. And again, I'm going to represent them at some point, but there are some things that we don't need to sit down and negotiate. There are some things that as an agency, you should be able to understand that I have employees, okay, through the years of this, that, or whatever, they are not the sprinters anymore. I've got long distance runners now, and I have to treat them a little different. It's embarrassing, Columbus, Ohio. Very embarrassing. And I hope that you can hear this podcast. And again, Ohio, Columbus City Gate Maintenance Department, you know the specifics of what I'm vaguely talking about here, and fix that. Because we made a bad decision don't mean we have to compound that with another bad decision. You have employees wanting to come to work and you have them at home because they can't put a vacuum pack on their back. That's not fair, folks. And if you hear this podcast and you have any influence in maintenance, I would like you to maybe talk to Postal Management in Columbus, Ohio, and explain to them that you got to treat your employees better than that. They deserve better. So, hey, the wag of the finger tonight definitely goes out to Columbus, Ohio Maintenance Department. And to those maintenance managers, again, if you're not aware of what's happening, you got to be aware. It happened in your department. I'm not even going to act as though you don't know. But take another look at that, and let's try to fix that. Nothing will be better than Monday, both of those employees or all of those employees that you sent home because they could not put a pack on their back is back to work. And maybe you got some degrees in that maintenance department. You got engineers over there. You mean to tell me we can't configure another way so that they can still get the job done but with not as much stress on their back? Come on, Columbus, Ohio, you got to be better than that. Hey, that's my podcast for this morning. And again, that was a mail handler. Excuse me. That was one postal employee speaking against the injustice of other postal employees. That's all it's about right now. And sometimes, again, let's remove the lines of separation and understand what's wrong is wrong. Come on, Columbus, Ohio, be better than that. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to contact Mr. Anderson at the district, Dr. Colin, Vice President, and as high as Postmaster General, if I need to, if Columbus, Ohio can't understand that you're mistreating people and you need a little help seeing it, I'm going to request assistance from your upline, from your managerial upline, so that we can get this resolved expeditiously. Hey, my name's Kenny Hodge. That's my podcast for today.